They've been the caring responders in the battle against the pandemic, working long hours in overcrowded hospitals and experiencing the ravages of COVID-19 and its variants on a daily basis. And while there's been a decline in hospital admissions as the vaccines take hold, the stress on the nurses is far from over.
There's some of our colleagues within the state whose the PTSD is so bad that they've had several suicides. So it's affecting all of us differently, unfortunately.
It comes down to the patients. And really, when I go into work and I feel like I don't have the resources or the time to take care of the patients in the way that I want to, I just feel distressed. I feel morally distressed that I am put in a situation where ethically I am not able to hold up to the value that I want to be at for myself.
There are 4.4 million registered nurses in the US, but data realized by National Nurses United shows that just over 3 million are actually employed.
This data backs union claims that there was a staffing crisis long before COVID, and that there's not a nursing shortage, but there's a shortage of jobs in which nurses feel valued and safe.
Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky has been working on federal legislation to protect nurses since 2004.
We hear that sometimes from the hospital, there's this big nurse shortage. No, there is only a shortage because there is not the ability of nurses to go back to work safely and to protect their patients as well.
It's predominantly nurses who are at the forefront of the vaccination campaign. Millions of them still out there working, despite an environment that remains far from ideal. To many, it's a calling as much as a profession.
I really have come to the point where I don't think that there's any other place that I would want to be. But there are situations and days at work where I think I don't know if I can keep doing this.
Statistics indicate the pandemic could be waning, but the scars remain for the millions that have lost family or friends, and for those who have held the hands of the dying. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.